So I was sucking some dick recently. Okay, no, let me back up. Let me back up. We were Netflix and chilling. It was normal. It was actually Hulu and chill, but whatever. You know the drill. Same shit, different platforms. So, and they were like, "Hey, you should I think it'd be hot if you sucked my cock while watching TV." And I was like, "Okay, I've done that before. Like that's not like out of my wheelhouse, right?" So we get to doing it, and I'm laying on the floor, and they're on the floor, like on their back, and I'm like between their legs, sitting pretty. That's kind of how I like it. I like being on my knees too, but I don't know, there's something so like cute and like innocently naughty about just curling up into a little ball, like a little kitten, and like sitting between someone's legs and like licking at them and sucking on them, and I don't know. Anyways, that's what I'm doing. Things get intense, a little sloppy, a little gaggy. I'm definitely, I don't know if I'm the queen, but I'm definitely the princess of gagging on a cock because, not because I love the way that it feels. I mean, I do, but like, not, that's not the top of the list. The top of the list is because I love giving sloppy head, and when you let the tip of the cock go to the back of your throat and like gag you a little bit, like you're, I mean, there's no nice way to say it, like your body freaks out and starts to like produce a lot of spit and stuff. So that's mostly why I do it, but it is fun. And I like to show off. God, I sound like such a slut. Okay. I mean, I am, but like I sound like one. I am one and I sound like one too. Okay, back to the story. So, we're going and it's getting sloppy and I'm like gagging on it and it's fun and I'm giggling, and they come in my mouth. Perfect. Love that. And I keep going because I pretend that I'm a masochist, but actually I'm a sadist. Like that's my toxic trait. So that's my toxic trait. I pretend like, "Ooh, yeah, daddy, spank me." And that is good. Like I do want that, but what I really live for is after they come, like really, I don't want to call it torture. Torture is a naughty word. Torture is a bad word. Torture makes it sound like it's not good. But I keep sucking, because maybe I'm a little toxic. I keep sucking because I'm a sadist and a bad person in general. So I keep going, and I've got cum in my mouth, and it's very, it's getting extra sloppy. I'm like spitting it out all over their cock, and it's getting like really. Like I said, I love giving sloppy head, so this is like par for the course. And this is normal for me. So all that was fine. That was good. I had a good time, and I thought it was over. But they were not done with me. And this is where things get a little bit like, Honey Vulture, what are you thinking? Okay, so I'm like, oh God, like sucking cock makes me so horny, and it does. Like, so I was like, fuck, like by the end of it, I was like humping the floor. I'm like rubbing against their leg. Like, I'm just like, oh, I need, like, this isn't great. Like, I need something. Like, rubbing against the floor and rubbing against their leg and rubbing against, like, my hands. Like, it's fine, but, like, I need my vibrator. Like, I want to come yesterday. Like, I want to come right now. So, But I was just going to do it by myself because that's what I'm used to. I know that sounds like sad, but like I'm kind of a little bit interesting in the bedroom. I'm kind of like, it takes me a while, most of the time, to come. And most people, they get bored. That's just what it is. Sometimes it's like 20 minutes. And maybe that sounds like a long time to you, maybe it doesn't, but for the people that I've been with, 20, 30 minutes, like, that's a long time. Like, they, you know, they get, it's, I don't know if it's boring, but they get a little tired of being there, doing that with me. So, I understand. Like, you already came, you want to go to bed, like, you want to pass out, that's fair. So, usually, I do my own thing. So, anyway, so I crawl over the bed and reach for my vibrator that I keep in the windowsill. I keep it in the windowsill because there's a plug-in by the windowsill, so it was plugged in. And also I live on the, like, there's a basement floor, so I guess I live on the fifth floor, fourth floor, whatever. Anyway, so no one actually sees my vibrator. I don't know why that was important to mention that, but yeah. Anyways, this is how I tell stories. I get distracted. So I grab my vibrator and I'm like, cool. I tell them, like, I am so horny right now. Like, I love giving sloppy head. I love cum in my mouth. I love tasting it while I, you know, play with myself and everything. And they were like, okay. So they grab the vibrator from me and I'm like, no, it's cool. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, I can do it. I promise. I'm a big girl. I got it. So they were like, nope, and used it on me, which never, ever, 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 ever happens to me. No one has really ever done that. So I was like, okay. And they weren't perfect at it because, like, it's hard. And I was wearing panties. Like, I'm still wearing panties at this point. So I was like, yeah, like, it feels better. I don't know if this is universal, but for me personally, it feels better to use the vibrator on, like, a stronger setting with my panties on. I don't know if that's weird or not, but that's how I like to use it. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave my panties on. And they were like, that's cool. And they, like, used my vibrator on me. And it was an experience that I'm still kind of, like, dealing with, because I don't want to say that it was, like, traumatic or anything, but I was, like, kind of giving them some guidance when they got kind of, like, off, you know, off course, kind of off from where I wanted it. Wow, I don't even know how to describe what happened next. So I'm getting close to coming, like, really, really fast. I'm telling you, like, I get so horny from sucking cock. It's ridiculous. Like, I come, like, so much faster than my usual 20, 30 minutes. So, I'm gonna say 3 minutes in, I'm thinking, like, okay, like, we're getting there. We're building something here. So, I'm like, okay, now I'm telling them, like, hey, like, push it. Like, push it against me harder. And so they do, but it's, like, not hard enough. So I'm like, okay, a little harder. And then I'm kind of like, I'm on my back and I'm like pushing my hips up into the vibrator. And I'm like humping the vibrator on my back. And it feels so, so, so good. And I was already telling them to, like, do it harder. Like, to push harder. Like, but you know when you're in that moment, when you're about to come and everything swims around and you don't know anything anymore and you're so stupid in that moment. So I'm like, I'm right on that cusp, you know what I mean? I'm right there. And then so I'm not thinking clearly, and so I keep saying harder. I don't mean to, but you know, whatever you said last, like, if you were going to have an orgasm while, you know, giving your coffee order, you would just repeat the coffee order over and over again. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what it is. you're just like repeating it because it was the last thing you said or the last thing you thought. And I especially do that when I have really intense orgasms. And this was extremely intense because I'm stupid, because I was so dumb. I was, what is that called? What did they call it? When you're like cum drunk, you know, or you're like lust drunk, you know, and you're so horny, you can't think and you do just like really stupid stuff. So I keep screaming, like at this point, I'm like screaming like harder. And who knows what my neighbors are thinking. And I'm like harder, harder, okay, harder, harder. And like I keep going because I don't know how to stop in that moment. So they're listening to me. They're just pushing it harder and harder and harder. And this is like maximum setting on this vibrator. And they're like pushing it so hard between my legs. And I don't know how to tell them to stop because at this point it's painful, but it's still good though. So I definitely don't want them to stop or feel bad about the pressure or what they're doing. So because I don't want them to stop. So I just kind of dealt with it. And it was like this really painful orgasm. And I'm dealing with it. Like, it was good, right? It was definitely good because it was an orgasm. But there was, like, some pain there that, I'm kind of like, wow, honey vulture, maybe we should explore that. Maybe there's, like, a common ground between pain and pleasure that I experienced that I've never experienced before. Which is wild because I've had like thousands and thousands of orgasms probably at this point. yeah, so I'm just kind of like processing it still. And this happened today. Like earlier today. And I think I'm going to take this with me into the new year. I'm going to be processing this like painful orgasm. But it's all I can think about. Like, it is all I can think about is how much they hurt me. And how it made me feel to be hurt. And I keep hearing myself screaming. I was screaming. Oh, and I was begging, but I kept saying harder. I couldn't tell them to stop. I just kept saying harder because I was coming. So they just held me down and went harder. And pushed it so hard. Now I just don't know how to feel about it. So yeah, that is that is my little story that I'm going to be processing and mulling over in my head and probably trying to recreate for a while. Lord knows I am recreating it over and over and over again in my mind right now. Just God, I'm so wet. I have to slide these panties off so you can properly hear how wet I am. can think about is how I was writhing underneath them. Writhing and wanting it to stop, but not being able to tell them to stop. Oh, it was so fucking hot. So fucking hot. Oh, and I want it again right now. Oh, but I don't think I can handle it. I don't think I can handle it twice in one day. Oh, and I feel like it won't ever be that way again. Because now I'm prepared. Before I was unprepared, and now I know. Oh, I know that things can go very, very wrong. And feel very, very right. I'm gonna be so wet for like days, I can tell. Whenever something like this happens, I just drip for days thinking about it. Until my body gets like accustomed to these flashbacks in my head. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't wait for next time. Oh, I really...